Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1281 in the writing. It's shiur number 433. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to go through real quickly. Every so often we have to chazer over and review some of the halachas which we learned that pertain to us on a daily basis, all day long, basically. And that's what I want to talk about today. A minute, the difference between the Bar Nefashis and the Al HaMichya, which is, how does it work as far as the after brach and what exactly? That's just some of the halachas. Now, we're not going through all the halachas, a little bit just to keep it fresh in our minds. So, in general, a very important difference, differentiation between the after bracha of Al HaMichya and the after bracha of Barei Nefashos. And Al HaMichya must be recited in the place where one finished eating, right? We've spoken about in the past that Berachas HaMazon has to be recited where one finished eating. Also, a Al HaMichya, one is supposed to recite where they finished eating. So if you ate at home a Danish or whatever, and you ate, and assuming that you ate a kazayis, bechtei chilas pras, under a 4-minute period, so now you have to make a Barei Nefashos before you leave the premises, and that is al pi halacha. Now, when it comes to a Barei Nefashos, according to the halacha, one does not have to make the Barei Nefashos in the same place where they finished, al pi halacha. But it is a very important thing. It's the chayyab, the mishbir brings down from the chayyadim, is very important, but not mandatory. We want to keep in mind it's not mandatory, but it is important as much as possible to recite the Barei Nefashos before one leaves the premises. In other words, if I drank something and I drank the right amount, again, we want a chazerov, you have to drink a revius, which is roughly around 3 ounces of the liquid, any liquid. We're not getting into different brachas now, but any type of liquid, right, whatever it is, apple juice, orange juice, soda. But you have to drink the liquid 3 ounces, bechtesh siyas revias, which is roughly two, Rabbana explains it's two gulps with a small pause in between. But the evid, if somebody went even up to bechtesh chilas pras up to 4 minutes, there are poskim to rely on with that. But as much as possible, when drinking, one should make sure at least, one revias, which is roughly 3 ounces, one should make sure to drink it, as much as possible, bechtesh siyas revias, which is roughly 2 gulps with 1 small pause in between. In other words, that amount of time. Okay, so it's very important. So that's what we said. Once you have that, so now the Barei Nefashos, and also if you're continuously drinking, we've spoken about in the past, we'll talk about in the future also, Be'ezras Hashem, if you're continuously drinking, after you drank the right amount, you could go on drinking for the next 2-3 hours, right? I made a shahakal and I'm in the same place. I did not leave the building. No shinoi makayim, right, which we've learned in the past. I could continue drinking for the next 2 or 3 hours. I have a coffee, I have a tea, I have whatever, I have water, I'm sipping on my bottle of water, whatever the case is, right? Orange juice, a person could technically continue drinking, unless they were my siach das, in other words, they said they decided to stop drinking, or if they left the building, shinei makim, those are things which would cut off the bracha. But otherwise, they could continue drinking, so as long as they took a sip within every half hour, but the evid up to 72 minutes, but that with drinks, definitely, Mishnah Berurah says it's a short amount of time, once you try and keep it within every half hour, as long as he took a sip, you can in other words, the sheer ekel continues on, and one will still be able to make the Barei Nefashos at the end. Now, the Barei Nefashos does not, well, like you said, does not have to be, one does not have to make it technically before they leave the premises, but it is a very important thing to do to make it before they leave. So it says the Mishnah Berurah being the Chayyadim that once they're finished, make the Barei Nefashos, because once you leave the premises, the problem is, right, whether it's something that you ate, chocolates, let's say, for example, or the drinking, whatever the case is, right? So anything could happen at that time. Oh, you meet your friend, oh, your uncle, or you get a phone call, this and that, and all of a sudden, boom, you forget to make the Barei Nefashos. And before you know it, the time elapsed by drinking, it's a half hour, but you have it 72 minutes. But we try drinking to keep it to a half hour. By food, you have up to 72 minutes. If I ate a few chocolates, I would have, it says in Mishnah Berurah, up to 72 minutes. But, you know, you left the building and all of a sudden you get carried away with something else and then, that's it. You know, there's no shinoi makom. You still have to make the Barei Nefashos, but you lose track of the time, this and that. And before you know it, you lose the time. You have to make the Barei Nefashos, so you'll just flat out forget to make it. So one has to be careful Again, not al pi halacha, but a very good idea to make the bar nefashas before they leave the premises. So, okay, so now let's say one taka did not do that, and they left, they forgot, or whatever. So if one forgot to make the bar nefashas before leaving, then one could make the bar nefashas wherever you are. As soon as you remember, as long as you're within the shir equally, within the right amount of time, like we said, drinks within 72, within a half hour, food within 72 minutes, l'chatchila. So then you make the bar nefashas wherever you are, and that would be l'chatchila, because again, you know, al pi halacha, you do not have to make the bar nefashas in the place, but when you make it as soon as you remember, as long as you're within the shir equal, within the right amount of time. Now, as far as the al hamichya, one has to return to the location, really. If you remember in a different place and you're, you know, technically, halachically, you're supposed to return to the original location and make the bar nefashas, and make the al hamichya over there. If one forgot, now let's say they ate a Danish and ate the right amount, now they left. They were supposed to make the bar nefashas al pi halacha, the al hamichya al pi halacha over there. But now they forgot to make al hamichya. So if one forgot and they're in the situation where it is not possible to return, they're just too far. They're on the highway. When somebody once mentioned he's on the highway driving home, this is whatever the case is, they just can't go back. They can't get back to the original location. So if you're nearby, if you're able to, you're supposed to go back to the original location, make the after brach over there where you finish the mizonos. But I can't. I'm stuck. Whatever. I'm in a situation where I can't. Or in a case, so you forgot to make it, or they're in a place where it's not possible to return, right? Or if they return to the original location, they will run out of time. In other words, I only have up to 72 minutes. I ate a half a Danish or whatever, and I only have up to 72 minutes. If a person's still full, I want to make it clear, somebody ate something and they're still full from the meal, they're still satisfied for what they ate, they can still make a bar nefashas, ala michya, even a bar nefashas also, as long as they're still satisfied. But, in general, if somebody is whatever, you're not sure, this and that, so Mishabur says up to 72 minutes. So if you know you're going to return to the place to make the al hamichya and it's going to be more than 72 minutes, you end up losing it. So then you make the al hamichya wherever you are, wherever you remember. Even though you could go back, but if you get back to the place, you're just going to lose the shir equal. You're going to run out of time, run out of 72 minutes, right? So what do you gain? You're not gaining anything. So then we say, but the eved, one would be allowed to make the al hamichya in the place. It would still be good if they recited it where they are. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch. Cool, dude.